Let's do this. Let's run to the newsmaker line, shall we? Standing by, he has been a congressman from California for quite some time. Since 2014, he's been the Republican leader in Congress, Congressman Kevin McCarthy. Congressman, good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome to the Pat Miller Program.
Thanks for having me back on, Pat. I appreciate it.
Yeah, very glad to have you back on. The last time that we had you back on, I think you were actually in the studio with us. But usually when you're on, you're hanging around with Jim Banks. So if he's right next to you, it's probably better that we're doing this by phone. And then that way I don't have to have him here in the studio because he's hard to keep in line.
That is very true. I'm always hanging out with Jim Banks. We're actually in Fort Wayne today.
Okay.
I'm going around. He's showing me a few things. We're talking to some people.
Well, you know, before we get too deep in the weeds here today, Congressman, and I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but I think I know your answers. Jim Banks, that's good stuff right there, isn't it?
Oh, he's remarkable. You know, a lot of people don't realize. Do you realize he leads the largest caucus in the Republican Party?
Yep.
I mean, he is the conservative voice.
Yep, the study group is quite the thing.
Oh, because it is where the conservative ideas come from. And it's like having more than one congressman, because how Jim Banks votes, a number of other members sit there and look and say, oh, I'm going that way too, because that's where Jim's leading us.
Yeah. Yeah. And people don't realize that, but that's a lot of it. No, we're pretty proud of him around here. And I knew that it means a lot for you because you've now found three or four different times to be back here in the Hoosier State with Jim Banks. And so I appreciate that about you, recognizing his import to us and to the nation, and also appreciate you. So let me ask you a question. So just how nutty is it? Look, if somebody wins their seat in Congress by 6,000 votes or 600 votes or 6 votes, from the way I read my Constitution, they are still legitimately elected. But the Democrats seem to think they're going to pull a fast one here with one of the seats in Iowa. They must really be nervous if by hook or by crook, they feel like they need to grab any seat they can grab.
They are. And, you know, any other place in the world, you won your race. Because think about this. This is Iowa 2. Congresswoman Mariette Miller Meeks, she's also a doctor.
Right.
She's a veteran. She wins the race. They do a recount. She wins the recount. They certified it. She's seated in Congress, but only because of Nancy Pelosi only has a 5-seat majority, the smallest majority in more than 100 years. And remember what they're trying to do. They're trying to change election law. They're trying to open up our borders. They're trying to take your guns. They're trying to transform everything into a socialist view that they need more votes to do it. She's willing to flip a seat to make it happen. This has not happened in years, and the idea that they would even look at this goes beyond all merits.
You know, when I hear, and I don't know what else to call it, when I hear some of the insanity that comes out of the minds and the mouths of the people representing the Democrats, because just like you, Congressman, I know some people who are Democrats who are actually pretty good people. And when they talk to me, I've had them stop me in restaurants and everything. And I had one of them come to me, this is about 3 weeks ago, and he said, look, you know I'm a Democrat. I said, yeah, I know. He said, but just so you know, I'm not buying all this junk they're putting out there. This isn't who we are. I said, look, I understand that, but you guys are going to have to do something to get a handle on this thing. Because I said, Nancy Pelosi and crew, they're going to destroy your party if you're not careful. And I really believe that's what's getting ready to happen to them.
That's what's happening right now. Think about this. This is not the same Democratic Party we've always known. And look, we have good friends who are Democrats. We could have disagreements on philosophy. But who runs the Democratic Party today? They don't even call themselves Democrats. They call themselves Socialist Democrats.
Right.
AOC, Tlaib, Omar. These are the people who are running the Democratic Party today. Nancy Pelosi has gone so far to the left. I mean, she has changed things that have never happened in Congress. She's now bringing every bill to the floor so far has never gone through committee. What she does, too, is members don't have to show up to even vote time after time. And all that is to empower her to make her stronger. And remember, when you're in the majority party, you put in the very first bill, your H.R. 1. That's the most important thing that you have for what you think America needs.
Mm-hmm.
We've just gone through a pandemic. There's been 10 million people out of work. Millions of kids have not been in school in a year. And you know what their number one bill is about? Changing election law to make sure they stay elected.
Yep.
That's their most important bill.
Yeah, because they don't think that without changing those laws, they don't think they're going to be able to hang on to things the way they have. And they're probably exactly right. You know, somebody needs to sit Nancy Pelosi down and just replay to her some of the video of comments and speeches that she made 10 and 12 years ago and just say, Nancy, at what point, and I'm not trying to be, Congressman, I'm not trying to be nasty here, but Ms. Pelosi, at what point did you stop working for the people of San Francisco and you began pandering to the wants and the desires of the squad? Because you are no longer working for your state and you're no longer working for our country.
That is so true. And remember this, in the last election, not one Republican lost re-election in the House.
Right.
That's the first time since 1994. And we beat 15 Democrats, and all the polls said we would lose 15 to 20 seats. And every Democrat lost to a Republican woman or a Republican minority. And you know what state was the very best state for Republicans in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
California.
Yep. How nutty is that?
Four seats, yeah. But that's because Nancy Pelosi's socialist agenda is not where the American people are at. Even to a number of Democrats, it's gone too far in what they believe.
So as we look at this and where we are with things, and we're talking to Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California's 23rd. He's the Republican leader in Congress. He has been that since 2014. But as we talk to you, Congressman McCarthy, what is it that you're looking for right now in the next 3 months? Don't we have to do something about the border? Don't we have to do something about election reform? And when I talk about election reform, I'm talking about what's going on down in Georgia, where a state is trying to handle their rights as a state. I don't want the federal government telling me how things should run in my state.
No, you don't. And remember what H.R. 1 does. Not only does it federalize the election, if AOC gets $200 online, you're taxpaying money. We'll go give her another $1,200. It creates a speaker czar, meaning telling you what you can say in speech if you run for office. It creates the Federal Election Commission that is there today with an equal number of Republicans and equal number of Democrats. Then they weight it where the Democrats get an advantage over it. It's everything. It makes sure that you cannot show an ID to vote, that you can harvest ballots, that everybody just gets mailed a ballot. I mean, there's so much fraud and abuse that be put into it. It's disgusting what they're trying to do. Now, what we need to do today, we need to secure our border. I just took 13 members down to the border. Jim Banks is going down, taking another members coming up next week. All of this has been created by Biden. This is Biden's border crisis because what he has done, President Trump has actually secured the border. I just went down to El Paso. They had 150 miles of the wall to be built. They finished 133 miles. They ended the night, January 19th at midnight. Why? Because that's when Biden stopped. So they have these 17 miles that are wide open, people just coming across. He's now allowing, instead of remain in Mexico policy,
right.
We're breaking the records. I went into a facility that was just built, 98,000 square feet. They built this processing facility so large that it never hit capacity. It hit capacity. And what that means is 1,040 kids sitting in there, 120 of the Border Patrol agents that are supposed to be on the border protecting us can no longer be there. They're now in this facility, and it's only growing by the day. When I sat and talked to the families that were there, I asked them how long it took them to come here, 21 days. He said, why did you make that trek? And they said, because President Biden told us we could become citizens.
Yeah. Yeah,
right time to come here illegally.
Well, when you have a whole trove of people show up at your southern border and they're wearing campaign-like shirts that have Biden's name on it and they're saying, please let us in, that's not just people that are running from problems in their own country that just happened to make it to our border. That is a concerted effort to come and to violate our southern border. And they're being encouraged by people from where they came and also from people inside our own country, Congressman. You've got people like Nancy Pelosi and AOC and, you know, all of the others all the way up to the White House. And then the president, in my view, puts a lousy punchline on a horrible joke when he says, well, I'm going to put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and remember, the president has denied this is a crisis, which he created. Even back when he was a candidate, he said if he gets elected, he wants those immigrants to swarm the border because they're going to be welcome to come in. Remember what this president has done. I sent him a letter more than 3 weeks ago to sit down and meet on it. He won't even respond to the letter. We've got a crisis at our border. You know what else is happening there? The cartels are stronger.
Yes.
More fentanyl is coming across than ever before. But what's even worse, we're catching people who are on the terrorist watch list. We're catching terrorists. When I announced that, the Democrats went after me and said I was lying. They came back and said, no, here are the terrorists that we have caught. This isn't just people coming across from Mexico or Guatemala. They're catching people from Iran. They're catching people from Turkey.
Yeah, it's absolute insanity. We talked 3 years ago, Congressman, that there were people from countries other than Central America that were getting to Central America so then they could blend in and come up through our southern border. European countries, countries that sponsor terrorism, we're finding some of those people coming through. And it's a nightmare. And the people who work our border, the Border Patrol, they deserve congressional medals of honor, and they deserve like a 2-month vacation. I mean, I don't know how they continue to do what they do.
And remember, they're mothers and fathers too. But with the president saying children we kept here, this one agent told me he saw a 1-year-old, 3-year-old, and 5-year-old holding hands walking to him. Nobody in sight for miles. Kids after kids, their parents had just told them to put on this trek. They're paying these cartels. Who knows what's happening to these poor children? But who would risk that? Why would they do this to these poor children?
Yep.
It's all because the president said, if you come, you can stay.
Well, that's it exactly. Hey, listen, I need to run, and I need to let you go. You and Congressman Banks have a lot of stuff on your plate. But whether it's in the studio or on the Newsmaker line, Kevin McCarthy, who's from California's 23rd and who also is a terrific Republican leader in Congress, it is always our great joy to have you. I appreciate it, sir. Best blessings to you and all that you do, and especially with our good Congressman Jim Banks. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Pat. Take care.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.